What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger will join us at the top of next hour. Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, to start the final hour of the show. Steve Phillips, former Major League Baseball general manager, still to come as well on the shock news that the Mets pulled off close to midnight on the East Coast last night into the morning, acquiring Milwaukee Brewers star starting pitcher Freddie Peralta. All the bets for tonight will close the show. We'll take a visit to Kenny's Corner coming up to end this hour. But speaking of the Buffalo Bills, opened the show with, and their disastrous press conference yesterday with owner Terry Pegula and newly minted president of football operations, Brandon Bean. Pegula, Bean, and the Bills decision makers have a busy day today, because today they will be meeting in person with former Giants head coach and one-time Bills offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, about Daboll potentially being the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills. So I need to inject my opinion here, just as a Giants fan, if the Bills were to make this hire. I think it would be terrible for the Bills. Terrible. For a couple different reasons. We can talk about schematically. Like, think about after Daboll leaves the Bills, right, to take the Giants job, and how Buffalo completely changed the way they ran their offense because they felt like it wasn't sustainable. Like, it was not sustainable to run that offense that way for Josh Allen, and they needed more of a concentration on the run game. And how wildly different the offense is today from what it was when Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator and the play caller and coaching Josh Allen. So schematically and on the field, I don't like it. And I can tell you all, as a Giants fan who watches every Giants game, I don't think Brian Daboll has it as far as being a head coach. And I think the proof is in the pudding with the product that they put out on the field. And yes, the first year was great, and he won Coach of the Year. And then you had two and a half miserable seasons. So if the Bills make this hire, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to like it. And I've got good reasons why I'm not going to like it. But that's not the big story here to me. It's not that Dable's interviewing for the job. Of course, they're going to interview Daboll for the job. He's on the market, used to work for the team, and ran a successful offense, to be fair to him, when he was with Buffalo. What's truly fascinating about Daboll right now is the report that came out from The Athletic's NFL insider, Diana Russini, which said, if Daboll does not get a head coaching job in this cycle, that he is likely to be Robert Saleh's offensive coordinator with the Tennessee Titans. We also know Mike McDaniel, former Miami Dolphins head coach, looks likely to become the next offensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Chargers. So Daboll, Tennessee, assuming he doesn't get a head coaching job. McDaniel, assuming something doesn't materialize that we don't expect. OC in LA with the Chargers. Now, what do Daboll and McDaniel have in common? It was reported, and we talked about it on this show, that the Philadelphia Eagles had interest in both to become their new offensive coordinator after the Eagles fired offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Now, bear with me for a moment, and we'll view this through the Daboll lens for a second here, because like Mike McDaniel is going to work with Justin Herbert. It feels like that's like a pretty good decision by him as he looks to rehab his head coaching stock here, right? He doesn't want to go to Cleveland to be the head coach of the Browns. Tough to blame him, because if he flames out again, he's not going to get another job. That's usually how this goes, right? So let's view this through the Brian Daboll prism, and here's why this matters a lot. Now, Brian Daboll wants to be a head coach again. How do we know that? Because you would want to be if you were him. I would want to be if I were him. And he's interviewing to be the next head coach of the Buffalo Bills. He wants to be a head coach again. Now, let's assume that the Bills don't hire Brian Daboll and he doesn't get a job, right? We know that he wants to be a head coach again. So wherever he goes to be an offensive coordinator, he's not looking to plant his roots there and be there for 10 years. He wants to take that opportunity and take whatever time that is and kind of rehabilitate his image and rehabilitate his stock and kind of use that as a springboard to become a head coach again. So Brian Daboll, in essence, assuming that we all believe the reports, and a lot of reputable insiders, reporters, put this out there, right? That the Eagles had interest in Brian Daboll. What this means then is that Brian, think about this, and think about the Titans and what they were last year and what they've been and what the Eagles have been recently. That Brian Daboll is choosing the Tennessee Titans and Cam Ward and Robert Saleh over Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, consider that the Eagles, over the past handful of years, have seen two of their offensive coordinators become head coaches in Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore. You can even throw Jonathan Gannon into the mix, who took a head coaching job in Arizona following the Eagles' loss to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl when Steichen became the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Philadelphia is a huge media market, obviously. And the Eagles have had such a run of success that it stands to reason, right? If you're a coach and you're like, man, I can go to Philly and I can get this offense back on track, I'm going to get so much head coaching buzz, I'm not going to know what to do with it. That makes sense, right? Doesn't that make sense? And Daboll has still chosen Tennessee over Philadelphia. And the Eagles, you better you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, youtube.com/@TheCostos. Follow me on social media at TheCostos, TheKostos. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles are reportedly interviewing former Chiefs offensive coordinator and Bears head coach, Matt Nagy. And we had a report come down literally like a half an hour ago in real time on Thursday morning that they will also request an interview with Bears offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle, who has worked underneath Ben Johnson, obviously, last year in Chicago. So we have the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl less than a calendar year ago. Less than 365 days ago, and no one wants to take this job. This is, to use a really nerdy reference, this is like Defense Against the Dark Arts job at Hogwarts. And I know that's really nerdy for the Harry Potter fans. You will get it. And we've reached a point now where Jalen Hurts feels like, and I'm not a huge Bachelor guy, but I've watched some Bachelor in my life, as like my life is worn on. It's been on the air forever. I've seen some episodes of The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. Jalen Hurts right now feels like, I'll use a woman for an example here, like a really attractive woman on The Bachelor who doesn't get a rose because of like the drama that she causes or whatever it is that she's doing. Even though she's really attractive, the guy doesn't want to keep her around anymore. And it kind of feels that's like where we're at right now with Jalen Hurts, because I don't know where else you put the blame here. For Mike McDaniel and Brian Daboll, who both want to be head coaches again, why they wouldn't want to go to Philadelphia, to the Eagles media market? Because like, yeah, like LA is a big market and you get to work with Justin Herbert, sure. And maybe like Cam Ward has star potential and maybe you see it that way. Like Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP less than a calendar year ago and could have won another a couple of years ago when he stood toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. And you have legit, real-deal offensive coordinators who want to be head coaches again who look at that and say, no thanks. I'd rather go to L.A. I'd rather go to Tennessee.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And it might force me, right now, on this Thursday, right now, where I might have to admit that I'm wrong. I have defended Jalen Hurts for a long time. I actually think it's fair to say that I am one of Jalen Hurts' most vocal defenders in the national media. I feel like I always have Jalen Hurts back. And think about it, right? Eagles lose to the Niners in the wild card round in disappointing fashion, and I came on the air the next day and said they need to trade A.J. Brown. Now, I'm not absolving Jalen Hurts of blame, but in the same way you're not firing Lamar Jackson and you're not firing Josh Allen, you're not firing Jalen Hurts. And I have been reticent to put the blame on Jalen Hurts for a lot of the Eagles' offensive issues. Kevin Petullo was a punching bag on this show and others for a lot of the season. A.J. Brown a punching bag. The offensive line isn't as good as it's once been. And that's definitely true on the Eagles' offensive line, not as good this year as it was last year when it was the best unit in football and Saquon Barkley had a record-setting year. But at what point do I and others have to start saying at least some of this has to be on the quarterback? And there are reports that Jalen Hurts isn't comfortable, you know, being asked to do things that a lot of quarterbacks are. And that he wants the freedom at the line of scrimmage to change the play calls to something more conservative. At what point do we have to acknowledge that he might be, and this is where I'm saying I'm wrong potentially, right? Is it possible that he's the biggest reason why the Eagles offense failed this season? I actually think that might be the most likely scenario right now, right? Which means I'm wrong. I don't want to come on the air and say I'm wrong, but I have to if I am. Because if this were just an A.J. Brown issue or just like a chemistry issue, right? Like, you could fix it by trading A.J. Brown. And if you were an offensive coordinator worth his salt, you could look at this and say, like, wow, we still have Devontae Smith and Goddard. And even though the offensive line might not be the 93 Cowboys, like, it's still, we still have good players. And we have a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Like, yeah, I can get this going here, definitely. And now we have two instances of OCs who want to be head coaches again, looking like they're choosing other spots. Now, does this mean that the Philadelphia Eagles are screwed heading into next season? No. It can get turnarounds. There's no question. It's January. And we'll see what they end up doing. But in a division where I think we can say the Washington Commanders will be better than they were last year, hard to be worse. The New York Football Giants will be better than they were last year. Here's John Harbaugh. Hard to be worse. And the Dallas Cowboys are likely to be better next year than they were this year. Get better players on defense, a better defensive coordinator, better defensive coaching. I think you can make the case that all three teams in the division outside of the Eagles will be better in 26 than they were in 25. And the early signs here are that the Philadelphia Eagles might be a team on the descent heading into 2026. We'll talk about this and more with Brian Baldinger to start next hour on the show. But coming up next, we will take a trip to Kenny's Corner, the best sound of the day that was in the world of sports and the world of life. We'll read some of your comments from YouTube as well. YouTube.com/@TheCostos. Send them in. YouTube.com/@TheCostos here on a Thursday, presented by BetMGM.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.